AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is sponsored by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can connect with Business on the Edge at Twitter Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website businessontheedge.biz, our brand new fantabulous website smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Go out there and check out that website. I'm so excited about this new product that we're getting out to you, so we'll talk a little bit about that more later in the show. Check out our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. You know what to do out there. Post those products, services, events. Get that networking going on, that virtual networking, motivation, inspiration. Just get connected with the world. Get connected with the women in that world. Political Views, it's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts in your business and your profession and maybe fun things that you like to do known out there on that Facebook group page. Check out our podcast on Podbean at On the Edge Purpose at podbean.com. Get out there and check out some of the information out there. We've got not just myself, but some of my industry friends that are just fantastic in their disciplines, and I'm sure you will get a lot of value out of what they would share out there with you. You can also catch us on iTunes and Google Play as well, and also on our Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended, Raw and Real, just a little bit more on the edge. That's kind of like you ever stand on a cliff or on the edge of something, you kind of lean forward as far as you can without, and you're kind of freaking out, and maybe someone's holding the back of your belt so you don't fall over. I've done that, actually. That's another story for another time, but I actually did that over a waterfall. Don't worry, it wasn't too high, but it was interesting to say the least. I'm glad someone was hanging on to me. But that's kind of how Business on the Edge Extended is. We get a little bit more edgy. We get a little bit more raw. We get a little bit more real because apparently on Blog Talk Radio, there's no parameters. Come on, if Charlie Chin can get out there and just kind of go totally sideways, then you get the gist. I'm a little bit more tame than that, though. You can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments or topics that you might want to hear about. What are you thinking about? Email me ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and just share with, I'm thinking about starting a business and I'm scared. I'm afraid. And I can promise you, if you've never started a business and you want to, you ought to be afraid. You need to be very afraid. It is serious business. It's serious business, but you don't have to do it alone. And so we take some of the pain out of and the stresses out of that. I wish someone would walked me out when I first started my business. I did have a mentor, but I really needed that day-to-day impact, resources, trying to figure out what questions to ask. You can't ask what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And it's all of these catch-22s. I remember going to, here's a quick story. I went to a training class when I started my first business, and I went to a training class with IRS, and it was a great class. And San Jose, City of San Jose, had this entrepreneur center, so you could go down and take classes. They were free classes, and they were fantastic. And I was just, I'm going to take all the classes. I'm going to learn everything I need to learn, and I'm going to be fantastic. So I took the IRS class. Great. And then I took the Franchise Tax Board class. Well, you know, the Franchise Tax Board and IRS are not in the same building. They're not even in. So they had some very different ways of thinking about the very same things. And as I asked my question, as a studious entrepreneur that I was back then, and I think still am, I'd like to continue to learn and grow. I asked the Franchise Tax Board, well, IRS told me this, and they proudly stood up and said, do it our way. Like, okay, so the tangle web we weave. Anyway, so definitely ask questions, connect with me. I promise you, I answer my own emails, And I want to really connect with our audience. If you are a professional and you go to a regular 9-to-5 and you're thinking about doing something on the side, contact me. Let me know what you're thinking about. And let's see if we could get you on the path that you need to go to make sure that you are making the right decisions. It's one thing to think about, I love what I'm doing and I'm going to do my own business. There's a lot of administrative things that go along with that. It's not just getting up and going to your job and do what you love to do at your job. Someone else is thinking about other things that you will most definitely have to think about if you do your own business. So having said that, each week, I always like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on air every week with me. Call in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. If I say something interesting and you want to ask a question or you want to just connect in on that particular topic, we're just not going to have a live chat on air. But call in and I'll do my best to give you an intelligent answer. Each week, a quote. Here we go. Price. Got a couple of different price quotes for you. Price quotes. Get that. Price quotes. The price of greatness is responsibility. That's Winston Churchill. And I'm going to give you a few of them because I want you to think about it. We're going to talk about pricing tonight. Warren Buffett says, price is what you pay. Value is what you get. Vince Lombardi says, the price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination that whether we win or lose, we have applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand. This is interesting, I thought. Queen Elizabeth II. I have to kind of chuckle with this. Grief is the price we pay for love. That's interesting. Friedrich Nietzsche, the individual has always had a struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened, but no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself. That is interesting. Last one. We just celebrated Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and legacy. If physical death is the price that I must pay to free my white brothers and sisters from a permanent death of the spirit, then nothing can be more redemptive. So we have a lot of different quotes on price and what price is and what's price will you pay for something. What are you willing to pay for something? Here's my power question for tonight. Put your thinking hats on. It's going to be one of those nights. Put the thinking cap on. Do you operate in your business? And you can even metaphorically in your life. Do you operate in the black or the red? The black or the red. If it is metaphorically, hopefully you're not operating in the red. Because if you are probably stressed out all the time. Not a good place to be. Do you operate in the black or the red? Pricing your product. Did you count the cost? Did you consider it? Did you give some real thought to your price structure? Are you finding, and I work with small businesses all the time and I'll do these assessments. And I can remember this business. They actually are out of business now. And the biggest reason is the pricing model was wrong. They loved what they did and they're still doing what they love to do. They're just working for someone else doing it. But pricing your product is important. We talk about the 4 P's of marketing, and one of the 4 P's of marketing is price and product. And in this particular business, I did an assessment and I said, if you do not change your pricing, if you do not, you either need to change your pricing or pay your employees less. You're overpaying them. And the concern was, okay, if I, of course, now they've gotten used to what their pay is, how do you cut their pay? Well, they started paying them too much at the beginning because they're or you increase your product price. I said, but if you don't change your pricing, you will always be in the red. It's just as simple as that. You're always going to be in the red. So what's important about pricing your product? How do you price your product? You got business owners in business, and they're really not sure about what that really means. And we talk about pricing in regards to what the market will bear. Will the market bear that price? You have to think about, you may be fantastic in your job, winning awards at your company. No one knows you outside of the four walls of that organization, really. So maybe you're saying, hey, I'm going to go start a business because I'm Mr. Fantastic and I'm Mrs. Fabulous and everyone's going to buy my products and services and they're just going to love me.
Winning.
They're going to win because you've got five stars, gold stars over your door. Problem is when you start a business, we don't know who you are. And because we don't know who you are, we're trying to determine whether or not, why should we buy your product? Why should we buy your services when there are proven products and services on the market? So now you have to do something that's called wedging in. And you can't even wedge in until you really, this is why I talk about doing a business plan. Do you have a marketing calendar? Have you really thought through things? And I get it. It's hard. It's hard doing it all because you're wearing 15 hats as a small business owner. But I can tell you, if you do not count the costs, if you price at a position that your customers will not buy, you will not sell. And then if you price at a place where they will buy and it is not covering your expenses, you will not have a profit, and you may very well be out of business as well if you are operating at a loss. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Berea's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Tonight we are talking about pricing. Last week I did a whole list of things. If you tuned into the show last week, we talked about money, we talked about the magazine, we talked about 7A lending. Tonight my focus is on one special topic. We will get into the concierge as we are working that new segment into our show, very special for us. New product. We're pricing it. We're counting the costs. How do you price your product? What should you be looking at when you're pricing your product? What are those expenses for you to conduct your business? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about it? Cost of goods sold. So when you're purchasing your product, when you purchase price or cost manufacturing your products, material. So cost of goods sold is this, materials plus labor. So when I'm doing a business plan, I'm looking at with a customer, there's a product, you have a price for it. Does it cover materials and labor? It's your purchase price or cost of manufacturing, which is materials plus labor. What other expenses do you have? And so you could think about this. You can do this. This is kind of a little, you could do this over the weekend, just kind of. Sometimes I take out a little sheet, especially when I'm thinking about a new product. And I'm in the service industry, but this year we're going to launch the magazine as a product, as a tangible product, not just a digital online magazine. So there's other costs that I have to think about. I have to think about production costs. I have to think about print costs. And so we did all of that work last year in getting those costs. What is the labor cost? What is the materials cost? And of course, the materials come from the printers. So we've got several quotes for that. We've got the labor that's being put into it. We got all of the labor costs. So you have to think about those. You got direct costs, you got indirect costs, you've got other expenses. How do you factor all of those things in? And be realistic. If you want to simplify this, seriously, just sit down with a little notepad and just dumb it down to the basics. And I mean that in the most intelligent way I can possibly say it. But it is simple as this. If you were going to bake a cake and sell it at a bake sale, you have to buy the materials. How much is your time worth? And how much do you want our cupcakes? How much you want to sell per cupcake to not only get a return on your investment, but a profit on that. I mean, that's as simple as it gets. We kind of complicate it with a lot of other things, but it's really that simple. Direct costs, your expenses directly related to your product or service, advertising, freight, delivery expenses, production, salaries, commission. These are things that you want to think about. Who are you paying? Small business owners typically, well, it depends on the type of small business you own. Small businesses can be very, very strong and wealthy companies. So I don't want to talk in a way that they don't run strong, healthy businesses. So they obviously understand cost of goods to be sold, direct expenses, indirect expenses, and anything else that could come up, like taxes and interests and all of those sorts of things. Indirect expenses, your normal overhead and administrative costs, those sorts of things, licenses, permits, office supplies, utilities, rent, normal things that you will need. What do indirect costs do for you? Indirect costs, they don't make you money, but they put you in a position that supports your being able to create an income.
That's right, Jack.
Like rent. So if you are a service industry and you are an attorney, you might want an office for your clients to come see you. The office in and of itself doesn't create an income for you, but it certainly makes you look like a reputable, hopefully, attorney, for example. I'm just saying. So you want to think about these expenses. You want to think about if you get a loan, you got interest on that you have to pay back. You have to look at when you're deciding and determining your price, you're looking at your market research, you're looking at demographics, you're looking at psychographics, you're looking at competitive analysis, you're looking at what are your competitors, what are they doing, what are the trends. When we come back, we're going to do the formula for that, just so you can do it this weekend for yourself, so you can be great. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We are talking about pricing. We're just having a little chat this evening. But before we get back to that, I want to talk to you about the procurement workshop that's coming up on February 9th with the California Department of General Services Small Business Certification and Procurement Workshop. This is a free workshop, and I am looking forward to being there because we're going to do something a little bit different this year. This is the second annual workshop that I'm doing with the state of California. This is something they want to continue to do here in the Bay Area, because Silicon Valley. I'm trying to get that out. I'm like, that just didn't flow right, didn't feel right. Glad I wasn't singing. That would have been awkward. So you can register for this event if you are a small business owner. If you're a small business owner, disabled veteran, you want to come to this event. You might say, well, I'm certified. I don't need to be at this event. Well, you should be at this event. Because what we're doing at this event is, and I'll quote Katrina Blair from the Department of General Services, it is smart to come out and network with us because we learn things about your business that we might not be able to find, and we can come and purchase those products or services from you if we cannot find them. Therefore, they do not have to put an announcement out to the public. They can come directly to you, and they just have to, they have some different protocols. So one protocol is that they might have to see if they can find three businesses within their system to send an email to and says, hey, we're doing this, and we would like to buy this. In some cases, they have where they can purchase from you directly because there's no one else. There aren't three. There's no one giving or providing that service. And quite honestly, that's kind of how we connected and how they're getting services from me, because no one else is offering it on radio and doing some of the things that we're doing. But this is so fantastic. So we're going to have a panel discussion with not only Department of General Services, but their reciprocity partners. So they've got 8 to 10 other agencies that are going to come, that are going to answer your questions and give you some insight as to how to better utilize their system, how you can, winning an RFP can keep your business busy for years. I am actually working on an RFP with Olani College, and I tell you, they are fantastic in terms of what they're doing, and this is one of these grants they've been getting for several years, and it helps them function and be able to support the community, and so in job seeking and those sorts of things. What I'm saying to you is that you can do the same thing, which means that it would allow you to have your team, put your team together and be a benefit. So if you go out there and register and sign up, and I know this is kind of a long-winded pitch, if you will, but procurement certification and small businesses being strong and well is really, really near and dear to my heart. And one of the ways of doing this is getting certified, getting an opportunity, and that opportunity might come from connecting with a prime, getting your certification, putting in the work that it takes to submit a request for a proposal. That's what RFP means, or RFQ, request for quote. And if you can do this, I mean, it's great. So we're going to have a two-part workshop, how to get certified, and then I'm certified now what? Panel discussion. We're going to do a little matchmaking. I'll be emceeing the event. We've got 30 to 35 vendors. You don't want to miss it. It's free. All you have to do is pay $4 for parking. I think you can handle that. I appreciate that. So go out to Eventbrite. Go to dgsprocure.eventbrite.com, and you can get registered out there. So check it out. It's going to be in Newark, California. dgsprocure.eventbrite.com, and the schedule's out there for the day's event. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. What? I love it. Welcome back to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking money. We're talking price. We're talking, how do you price your product? So now let me just say this. Product and service are priced differently. So your product We talked about just glazing over this. This is not a workshop. It's just cool ride home. Take your notepad out when you get home and says, okay, what are my costs? What are my materials and costs? What are my direct costs? What are my direct expenses? What are my salaries and my commissions? What are my indirect expenses that I absolutely hate? Supplies, rent, utilities, permits, things that you need to get each year, licenses, insurances, taxes, other expenses, taxes, like maybe you're paying an accountant. Interest expenses, maybe you have a loan of some sort. You want to calculate that. So product, for product, you got net sales equals number of units to be sold times selling price per unit. So let's break this down. So we want you to determine your selling price. So that's the number of units that you want to produce each year. How many is that? If you're brand new to business, I met this gal who makes designer soaps. They're so cool. In fact, when I first saw them, I thought that they were, they look so good. I thought it was a dessert. I thought it was like cream cheese. They just share this. Right. I was like, what is that? And so it wasn't. She had this nice little sign at her booth and says, don't touch. And guess what I did? I grabbed one. Like, is this, can I eat this?
Behave yourself.
I know. So she's buying materials and she's making the soap. Her labor, count your labor and make sure that you count your labor. We're really good at counting someone else's labor, but count your labor, okay? But anyway, number of units that you want to produce each year times the cost of labor plus materials for one unit. So when I'm doing an analysis, I have a little form that I can calculate all of these things and tell you how many units you need to produce to go from red to black. And that's where you want to be. You want to run in the black. You don't want to run in the red. If you are constantly running in the red, something's wrong with your numbers. That's just the bottom line. The numbers do not lie. Okay? So you've got number of units produced each year. You've got the cost of labor plus materials for one unit. If you can figure that out, then you can multiply that. And then plus estimated annual overhead. What is that? Plus your profit, and you want, and most companies are looking at 20% profit, 20% to 30% depending. I like the 30%. If you can get to 30%, you're doing okay. 20%, when you're starting out, let me just say, when you're writing your business plan, if you're putting a 30% increase and even a 20% increase, that's a little unrealistic. Stay somewhere in the 10% realm. You know why? Because you're not going to start out the box blazing. You ever watch Shark Tank? Shark Tank is a very interesting show. And I catch it from time to time. And I love watching this dialogue between the sharks and the business owners, especially if the business owners have done well for themselves. They've done well. And the sharks are just chewing them up, And I'm sitting there thinking, you know what they're looking at? Think about the questions that they're asking. They're asking about money. They're asking about how they managed it. Really, if you really pay attention to the questions, and the business owner is excited about all of the sales, but they're listening to the sales, but they want to understand really what do your numbers really mean? Because if I'm going to invest in you, I need to really understand that you understand what your numbers mean and how did you get there. Yes, they talk about packaging and all of that stuff. You want some clarity. But overall, they're trying to determine how well do you know your business? How well do you know your customers? The selling price of your product is determined on what the market will bear. So with the example that I gave you earlier in the show, reduce your selling price, you can increase. They needed to increase their selling price, actually. or they needed to reduce what they were paying their employees. Increased number of units to be produced per year. They were really providing a service. They sold products, and they weren't producing those products. A lot of expenses that they had. You can decrease cost of labor per unit. Talked about that. Decrease the cost of materials per unit. You can decrease your products that you're selling. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to sell. I used to work in retail, and if something was not selling in my department, and you get these reps that come in that want to sell you a bunch of stuff to put in your department, and I'm like, flat out, no, I can't even sell your stuff that I have here. I'm putting stuff together so we can at least sell some of the stuff that we do have.
And oh, you can do better than that.
Yes, they were livid. And I'm thinking, and at that time I was about 24 years old. And they're like, well, how's this 24-year-old going to tell me anything? I went to lunch and they wrote up this whole big deal and came back and thought they had just done something great and they were going to go around me and get my manager to buy. And I vetoed it. They were not a happy camper. Why? Because we're not selling it. Why buy more if you're not selling it? You know, decrease the cost of materials per unit, lower annual overhead, and or decrease desired annual profit. If you're buying products in your retail, or look at what you're selling. That's important. Pricing your service, different. I'm going to give you that real quick before we go to a commercial break. And I'll talk a little about Small Business Concierge, but I want to tell you the formula for pricing your service. Annual salary divided by 52 weeks a year, divided by 40 hours a week equals your hourly pay. And then you want your hourly pay by 3 times 3 equals hourly pay. And I'll explain a little bit of that when we come back, but we're covering your overhead in that. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. We're at the bottom of the hour. I have to admit, it's really hard not getting tired of Phil Collins. I just never get tired of that. I just, seriously. Okay, so I gave you a quick blurb at the end of the last segment on your formula for service pricing your service. There's a lot of service industries out there that are billable hours that you are trying to make sure that you're covering your costs. Again, that formula is your annual salary, whatever that is, make sure you're eating, divided by 52 weeks a year, divided by 40 hours, equals your hourly pay, and then multiply that by 3. Hourly pay by 3. The reason why you're multiplying it by 3 is because you're looking for that profit and you're looking for making sure you're covering those indirect costs. Of course, direct costs are passed on to clients, and then you're trying to make your profit. And again, if you're new into the industry, then give yourself some time to wedge into the industry rather than coming out the gate thinking that you're gonna realize this great opportunity. And my point about Shark Tank is the people that are on that show are not, these are people that have already been in business for a while and they have realized some level of profit. That's why they're there. These are not brand new companies that you want someone to invest real dollars into something that you haven't paid a price yet for. So we're back to paying that price. So let's quickly talk a little bit about the billable hours and kind of put this in perspective. A person that is a service industry, self-employed person, You are not going to bill 100% of your hours because you are not working 100% of your hours for your customers. You have your most professionals are working 50 to 75% of their time billable. You got 25% or so that you're wearing that administrative hat and doing other things. So the formula billable hours then becomes billable hours divided by the weeks times your billable each week times 50 weeks a year, right? 50 weeks divided by a year equal billable hours divided by the year. And your overhead divided by billable hours divided by year equals hourly costs. Hourly costs plus hourly pay plus profit equals hourly rate. I know that's a lot. Email me at onthedge@businessontheedge.biz and I'll be glad to give you those formulas. Not a problem for that. That's basic stuff. And I promised to mention a little bit about the Small Business Concierge. We're going to be doing some changes on the show, and we're going to change one of our segments, probably our fourth segment, on this small, and we're going to call it the Small Business Concierge. We're going to do a little fun stuff around it, and we want to introduce you to small businesses that are out here in Silicon Valley. And we're going to introduce you to the Small Business Concierge magazine, our product that's coming out for you, that is, trying to talk about it in 1 minute before I'm off air is ridiculous. But go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz and kind of check things out. But this is, if you understand the FUBU concept product years ago, then you'll understand this product. It is for the small business owner to do great things and really giving you a voice and a place to place your products and services and opportunities. You have a great weekend out there. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, AM 1220 KDOW Radio, Business and Finance Leader.